Thousands of Migrants Freed into U.S. by DHS Resettle in Florida, Texas. By John Binder on May 4, 2021. Thousands of migrants, enrolled in the now-defunct Remain in Mexico program, released into the United States Interior are resettling in Florida, Texas, and other states, new data reveals. After taking office in January, Biden ended the Remain in Mexico program, which had proven remarkably effective in eliminating the catch-and-release policy whereby border crossers are apprehended and subsequently released into the U.S. Interior while awaiting their asylum hearings. As of February, of the more than 71,000 asylum cases under Remain in Mexico, less than 1% of foreign nationals were found to have a legitimate asylum claim. Biden announced in February that his Department of Homeland Security, DHS, with the help of the United Nations, would start releasing about 25,600 migrants enrolled in the program into the U.S. Interior. Breitbart News exclusively reported that the migrants are being released in Brownsville and El Paso, Texas, as well as San Diego, California. Data compiled by the Transactional Research Access Clearinghouse, TRAC, at Syracuse University shows that nearly 4,000 Remain in Mexico cases out of close to 25,000 pending cases have been transferred out of courts along the U.S.-Mexico border to locations inside the nation's interior. The data shows where Remain in Mexico migrants are traveling to once they are released into the U.S. interior. More than 650 have gone to Miami, Florida, while more than 320 have ended up in Orlando, Florida, and more than 200 have resettled in Dallas, Texas. Likewise, 135 of the cases have been transferred to San Antonio, Texas, 83 transferred to Houston, Texas, 43 transferred to Harlingen, Texas, 19 transferred to El Paso, Texas, and a handful of others transferred to Pearsall and Laredo, Texas. Hundreds of Remain in Mexico migrants are also resettling in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego, California, while more than 140 have ended up in Arlington, Virginia. As of early April, more than 6,400 Remain in Mexico migrants had been released into the U.S. Interior who otherwise would have had to wait in Mexico until their asylum hearing in court. Even if migrants are deemed ineligible for asylum following their hearing, they are unlikely to be deported from the U.S. thanks to Biden's sanctuary country orders that ensure illegal aliens are not deported unless they have been recently convicted of an aggravated felony. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.